Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, chapter 3. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you're doing well. And if you've been fishing since my last podcast, I hope you put a few on the bank. Well, back on Legends Lake again, doing a quick overnighter again with Alex. I really wish I had more time and I could just stay that little bit longer when I did my quick overnighters. I said it in a couple of podcasts back now, when I had the next day off and I was able to obviously stay a lot longer. I know I didn't catch a fish then, but I just really do feel like I'm missing out on bite time, you know, leaving early in the morning. I'm reeling my rods in at 6 o'clock. I just need them out for that extra like hour and a half. And I just believe that could make all the difference. Or am I just using that as an excuse? I don't know, who knows? Anyway, so we're back on Legends Lake again tonight. Want to add in at this point in time, I spoke about it in, I can't remember if it was the last one or the episode before, my good friend Ben that fishes the lake as well, he had the big one out. Guess what? He's had it out again. Can you believe it? He's had it out again. He's absolutely well ecstatic by it. A little bit concerned, in my mind, only concerned of like, that I have heard of when like the bigger fish keep coming out, that they could be on their way out. Now, this is an old fish, so I am a little bit worried about that, and I really hope that's not the case. But Ben did say the fish was really healthy. Couldn't find any issues with it at all. So hopefully it's okay, because I want to catch it. quizzed him about it as well. We're getting really well, so he's not gonna, you know, hide anything away from me. He had it out on the cell as well, which is what, as you guys know, I'm using on this lake down there. He had it out on the bottom bait again, which is interesting, because it was something I've been thinking about, ironically, the weekend just gone. Are these carp spooking? I might have talked about this already, I'm not too sure. Are these carp spooking off of the pop-ups? When I know they've come out on the pop-ups, that's the thing. But you just start questioning everything. And sorry, I'm going to say this again. I do say every time you leave a session, you should go away, question it, whether you've had a good session or not, and think about what you could have done different. What could you change next time? You know, how could you put, you know, a fish on the bank, or how could you put more fish on the bank? And I'm always asking myself that question after a session, and I'm just going to keep banging that out through my podcast, because I think that's a really good bit of advice to be giving, definitely, 110%. So it was something I was thinking about myself as well. So he had it out on a bottom bait, mid-water, I think, as well. I didn't actually ask that, but I'm assuming, why am I saying that? I don't even know. I'll check that out tonight when I see him. So, as I said, it was something I was thinking about over the weekend, which is, fun enough, I did actually go out and buy some more cell pop-ups, because I've had like a couple left. And I went and bought some wafters as well. So in my head, my plan was to go forward, or to try and stick a pop-up in the margins, because I do like fishing the margins there. It's known for being in a bit of a margins water. So putting one in the margins on a pop-up. And the reason why I'm saying still put it on a pop-up is because of the amount of craze in there. Yes, the craze do pull your rig down sometimes and still eat the bait and destroy it completely, but it's going to give you that little bit extra time in the water fishing. So that's what I was thinking of doing with that. And lesson learned from last week, definitely going to recheck my rods before I go to bed. 110%, I'm definitely doing that tonight. That was a fail on my behalf last week, and it is something I've talked about a few occasions now. And I'm just going to put it down to laziness, which is bad. Definitely bad. So we'll check that. So yeah, the plan is to put a pop-up in the margin if I end up fishing a margin, and then using a wafter mid-water. At least if I'm fishing say maybe 12 foot off the bank, I could probably get away with a wafter there and wouldn't need to use a pop-up. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. So I'm gonna try them, And then in the back of my head, I have got in my head thinking, well, you know, do I switch to a complete bottom bait? But I don't want to be copying. That's the thing. I know they come out on pop-ups as well. And they're obviously going to come out on wafters because that's in between, obviously, a bottom bait and a pop-up. So I want to be finding my own way as well. I want to be catching them, you know, on my own means as well. It's just useful information to take on board and consider going forward. So, yeah, that's the plan. Obviously, at this point in time, don't know where I'm fishing down there. Don't know how busy it's going to be. I'll update you guys later on. Alex, as I said, is coming as well. Not too sure what time he's getting there at all, so I don't know who's going to be there first. But definitely buzzing about this one. So that's pretty much set up. I haven't checked out the weather yet, but the weather lately has been quite nice. So there should be no rain, so that should be a good thing. Haven't checked the moon phases or anything like that. I still need to sit down and really try and understand that a little bit more. I need to talk about it more with other people and see what they think about it and whether it affects carp fishing or not. Obviously, a lot of people say it does and some people say it doesn't. I don't know. So it's something I need to look into a little bit more. So anyway, I've kicked off the podcast now. I hope you enjoy this one, and hopefully we're going to put a carp on the bank tonight on this lake, because I'm struggling and I really want one. I really want one. So anyway, guys, I shall see you a bank side. Right, I'm here and both rods are out. It's quite busy again tonight. At the moment, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, well, actually the same as last time. At the moment, there's 7 anglers, including myself and Alex, that are here. I've decided to go on. In fact, I'm actually fishing the first swim I caught a carp from on this lake. In fact, I had on that session, it was my second event time I'd ever fished down here. You're gonna have to go back and fish into that, listen to that podcast. I think it was definitely Legends Lake 002. I had 2 out of the swim and lost one as well. And to this day, it always ags on me, of, you know, what was that fish that I lost here? Basically, it's it's known as, pretty much known as, the Snags swim on the complex, like the Snags swim. There's a couple now, but this is the one. And I'm not actually fishing into the Snags though. I've been talking to Ben, and Ben's like giving me some advice. I know I want to figure stuff out for myself, and I do want to do that. But he's giving me a couple of spots to try out tonight, and I just want to try and see what they're like. And he's the one that pretty much lives down here, if I'm honest with you. So I'm going to take the advice. I'm going to go with it. So my left-hand rod is about a rod lengths off of the tree to my left. Basically, it just drops off, basically. And he said there's the channel where the fish have pretty much carved it out, really. It just like goes down, down, down. So I put my deeper out to find that, and it's pretty much right with that information. So I literally dropped it off on there. On that, I've got a 15 mil pop-up on a withy rig, inline 4-ounce lead. And I basically bushwhackered that one out because that's really close, with a handful of my mixed cell boilies that I've been using down here, which you guys know the cell boilie is a decent bait down here. It's definitely working at the moment, certainly working for Ben anyway. My right hand rod is literally cast right out in front of me, wrapped up for six wraps, and on that I've got, put that on a helicopter rig, I feathered it down as well, so I felt the bottom, it feels quite solid. That's on a helicopter rig though, just to play it safe. And on that, I've got an 18 mil wafter, which I've just trimmed down a bit, just to take a bit of shape out of it, to try and make it look a bit different. I know loads of people do that, but that's what I've done today. And I've just flipped cell boilies of different sizes around that area, around that. So hopefully, well, there will be some around it, but hopefully the rods are fairly-ish close together to a degree. So hopefully I can pull some carp in this area. I have seen a fish jump to my right hand side today in the Snags, which was like, do I put the rod there now? But I decided to go with the information I've been given, and give that a go. It doesn't mean to say I'm going to catch though. It really doesn't in the slightest. And on that one as well, because it's a waft, I haven't got the weave rig on. I've tied up a what have I got on there? That's it, my mind went completely blank then. I've tied up a spinner rig. I forgot it again, what's going on with me? Too excited again. Tied up a spinner rig on that. So I've got that boilie on that, a wafter on that. So it's hopefully it's going to do the job. Kind of like
kind of like, I think this wafter business might work. I've got to try something different. You know, I can't just keep doing the same thing if it's not working. So I'm not writing off what I'm originally doing though. I still believe it can will catch fish, but I just think I need to change it just a little bit. So I've changed that one rig to the wafter rather than a pop-up. That's what I'm trying to say, really badly. But anyway, both rods are out now. I need to tidy up my swim and cook some food. Alex's turn to cook some food this week, which is nice. I don't know what he's doing, but I shall find out shortly. So fingers crossed, we shall get a carp. Well, it is 8:29. Not had anything yet, not seen anyone else have anything yet. Alex had a massive liner or something, a pickup or something. That's about an hour ago. Yeah, nothing. But the lake tonight is alive, more so than last week. There's definitely a lot of like bream as well, like, you know, coming up to the top, you can just see them, and little fish just breaking the surface. So it's definitely more alive. It feels good. As I said before, there's 7 anglers on here today, and they are evenly spread out around the lake, so it's going to push the fish around. I can't see it pushing the fish into one particular place, really, because it can't, because of the way everyone's positioned themselves. So it could be a good thing for anyone on this lake today. It's just only a matter of time and a bit of luck. That's all we all need. So yeah, there's a little bit of an update. So fingers crossed, it's going to happen. Well, I just did that segment and I've just had a tench. Wow, quite a big tench as well. Well, I didn't weigh him, but it was quite lumpy. I'll probably end up putting that picture on my Instagram. I just did a match shot, to be honest with you. Alex was he's like recasting his rod, so I didn't want to disturb him. I wanted to get the fish back as quick as I could. But yeah, it's got a tench, so yeah, super happy about that. At least it's a run. So let's get the rods out, and hopefully the carp are going to move in. So just put that rod back out, and literally 3 minutes later it's gone again, and just put another tench on the bank. I cannot kind of sound really ungrateful, that, you know, I've just caught two like nice tench, and I do like tench, but I really want a carp out of it. I'm not going to lie, I really want a carp out of this lake. I know it sounds ungrateful. The good thing is the hook holds on the Withy rig absolutely nailed them, absolutely amazing hook hold, so I can't complain there. So yeah, fingers crossed the carp will come along. Well, it's 5 minutes past 10. Decided to get my head down. Now I haven't had a bleep since that last tench. Alex hasn't had anything either. I've not heard any alarms go off on the lake tonight so far, so maybe it's only me. But it's not to say people have got quiet alarms, you're not going to hear them, you know, if you're at one end of the lake and someone's at the other. So time for bed, and you never know, I might get a big carp in the night, fingers crossed. Well, it's 11:15. I just had a mad old pickup, or a liner, one of the two. I definitely thought it was a fish. It sounded like the way that alarm was going off, but it was nothing. I turned into nothing. I sat there for a bit and looked at the rod tip to see if it was moving at all, to see if it was a fish I'd picked up and then like gone into like the side of the margins and just sat there sulking. But the rod tip wasn't moving, so I thought I've got to reel it in just to double check. Worst case scenario, you know, there was going to be a fish on it, but unfortunately there wasn't. So I reset it, put it back out again. It's early enough to do that still, in my opinion. Bushwhackering out anyway, so I'm only going to be dropping onto the spot again quite nicely. So yeah, unfortunately there was nothing on it, so fingers crossed still. Well, it's 13 minutes past 5 in the morning, and yeah, nothing to report. Definitely got to reel the rods in at 6, so we've got 47 minutes left for the magic to happen. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Come on. Well, I'm all packed up now. Unfortunately, it was a blank for carp. Definitely a little bit gutted about that, as always. But we did have two tench. I must say, they were nice tench as well. They weren't like little 3-pounders. They were about, I didn't weigh them, probably about 5 pound, maybe 5.5 pound, something like that. But still a nice tench, definitely. And it is great to get a bend in the rod. I would be lying if I said it, you know, it wouldn't. I'd rather catch a tench than catch nothing, because it shows a lot of things. It shows that the withy rig's working there down there. The bait's working, obviously, not for carp for me that session, but for tench, all off that spot on the left. So it's given me some confidence on that spot. It just says to me, if you know, if tench are feeding on that spot, then obviously carp will be feeding on that spot. And as I said at the beginning of this, it's what one of the spots that Bon Bon that Ben said to try and fish on. So yeah, he's had carp from it. So you know, it was some good advice. Shame nothing came off the other spot. That was six wraps out. But that's just the way it goes. Both rods, when I reeled them this morning, you know, they weren't snagged up or anything. Didn't have any rubbish over them. Weren't crayed up. You know, and I would have been really surprised if they were crayed, because they weren't in the margins, to be honest with you. So it's all good signs. I would definitely fish that swim again. I would definitely put a rod on the left-hand side again. And I will say one thing: when I woke up this morning, I can't remember now if I said it this morning, when I got up, but to the right of me in the snags in the corner there, it was fizzing up. Now that was a swim Alex. Well, he fished the other side of the snags a couple of weeks ago, and he had the same thing again when he got up in the morning. I saw it myself as well. It was fizzing up like crazy in there. So I think when I did go in there again, as I just said, I would put one rod to the left and I would put one in the snags and give it a go there. There's definitely fish in there. I couldn't say it was carp, but then as I did say as well, but earlier in the podcast, a fish did jump out of there. When I was there, which kind of made me think, do I go in there, do I go on these six wraps? But either way, I don't regret what I've done in the day. Just because I didn't fish there doesn't mean I would have caught something. I can tell you what I know, what happened last night. Alex didn't get anything at all. He had no bleeps in the night whatsoever. Ben didn't get anything. One of our other friends out there did get one out. I don't know the weight of it, but I think it was a 30. I can't say the name of the fish because it has is a named fish in there. I can't have you guys knowing the lake. I'm not allowed to obviously say, which is why I changed a lot of things I say to, you know, to protect myself from getting kicked off from breaking any rules. But hey ho, let's move on. Yeah, so I know one definitely came out, and that he was fishing as good. Probably it was, I'd say, where I was, like halfway down on the lake on the left hand side. So pretty much away from me. Speaking to Ben this morning, he's been fishing that same spot. This is where he had that big one, the big one out earlier in the week, weekend I think it was actually now. He said he's moving off that spot now. He thinks it's blown, and that's bound to have happened. Another thing, I can't remember if I said this as well. The lake was definitely alive again this morning. It really was. There was a lot of movement on top. So it's a shame. I wish I could be back down there again tonight, doing another session down there, but I can't. But the reason why I definitely can't is because I actually am fishing somewhere else for a different species of fish tomorrow night. So you're gonna have to listen out for the next podcast where all will be revealed. So check out my Instagram because there'll probably be photos going up before that podcast anyway. Yeah, there would be if I, as long as I don't blank. So yeah, fishing for a new species, which I'm super excited about. But yeah, that's the next podcast. So that's pretty much the outcome of last night. What did I learn from it? What did I learn? What did I learn? I learned that the Kamakura hooks now fish, without a shadow of a doubt, those tench were nailed in that bottom lip. But what can I, what have I learned? Because I knew that would be the case. I think I need to think on that a little bit more. I definitely fish better than I did last week. That's for sure. Definitely. I'm not too sure. I think I guess the one thing I could that stands out. I learned more about the water. I learned more about that swim there. So I guess that's one thing I can take for now. Well, it will obviously be playing in my head from now until next week. What happened and you know what I could have done different or what I have learned. So anyway, guys, I'm going to leave that one here. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know I did because I had two fish out, even though they weren't caught. So, I'm going to love you and leave you and see you in my next podcast. And do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play Mark's tune 2020 for you. Take care, guys. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you on my next podcast.